Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
When your child gets a fever, I can understand how parents panic. I have done that so many times myself, but then my pediatrician always tells me, you don't really have to worry about a fever. That is the body fighting. It's a good thing until it gets too high. So when is too high? When do you call your doctor when your child has a fever? My guest is Dr. Melissa Arca. She's board-certified pediatrician, mom of two, blogger, and child advocate. Welcome to the show, Dr. Arca. So fevers, give us some fever education. What is it, and when do we worry?
So really, I think one of the most important things parents can do is look at fever as a symptom and not a disease. I think a lot of times we get calls from worried parents saying, my child has a fever, and say, well, okay, it's a symptom that your child is probably fighting off an infection. So it's really your child's body response to a certain illness, and it's letting you know that, yeah, your child might be getting sick and is fighting something off, but it's also a good sign. It means that your child's body is doing what it needs to be doing to fight off that infection. It's mobilizing the immune system, and it's kind of giving you a heads up as well, saying, you know, maybe today it's time to, you know, call it a sick day, let my child rest, give him plenty of fluids. So it's kind of a warning sign, really, and it's a symptom and not a disease itself. And the fever is not harmful to your child, and I think that's what we really need to impress upon parents, that it's not dangerous.
They're not going to get some kind of weird, you know, we've heard that if you don't take care of the fever or bring it down, it can, you know, damage the child's brain. Parents worry the child's too hot,
right.
You know,
right.
So clear that up.
That's a myth. Yeah, so that's definitely a myth. Our bodies will not let our temperature get hot, that high, to cause brain damage. We have an internal thermostat. So we know that although a fever up to 105 is kind of scary to parents and it's really, really hot, and the child probably feels miserable because they do. They are really hot. But it's not dangerous and it's not causing any brain damage. So we know that that's not possible. The damage that you see from heat is really from external heat. So, you know, a child left in a hot car with the windows up, that's damaging to the child because that's external heat that they can't dissipate. When your child has a fever, they're able to, it's an internal temperature, body's response is to dissipate that heat. So those are two very different things. A fever that your child is having in response to an infection cannot damage, and it's not harmful to your child.
Okay, give us some other things we need to know about fevers.
So another thing is we get parents calling and say, well, geez, I gave the Tylenol and it went down, but now it's back again. Well, that's normal. We know that the normal course of a fever is for it to wax and wane for about 3 to 4 days, sometimes 5, but 3 to 4 is the average. So even if you give a fever reducer, such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen, yes, you'll bring the fever down, but we expect that fever to bounce back up after a few hours when that fever reducer wears off. And again, that's because your body is fighting off an infection, and we know that that's the natural course of a fever. It's completely normal. And the other thing is that the number on the thermometer, how high the fever is really not as important as how your child is looking and feeling. So I know parents start to get a little bit panicked when it starts climbing up to 103 and 104, but really it's looking at your child. How is your child responding to this illness? Are they doing just fine and couldn't care less if they have a fever? I wouldn't worry about it so much. I'm more worried if a child has, you know, what we consider a low-grade fever, maybe less than 101, but is having difficulty breathing, is not drinking fluids. Those things are more important to me than the actual height of that child's temperature. So I usually just really stress to parents, look at your child, not the number on the thermometer, because we're not treating that number, we're treating your child. And also to make sure that they are giving their children plenty of fluids during the times of their fever, because you really do, children lose excess water during the times of fever, so they need to have a water bottle handy at all times.
When do we worry if it, you know, it's a symptom, it's the body working, but is 105 the number you guys look at? Is 104? What is the actual number that you say, okay, you know, that's a little worrisome?
So I was 105 is high. 105 is high, but not uncommon. So I would say definitely, you know, put in a call to your pediatrician and say, you know, look, my child's had a 105 fever for a day or two. It's usually only a day, the first day that usually typically happens. And if your child is otherwise fine, responds to a fever reducer, is able to drink and looks well, not having difficulty breathing, in most cases that child can just be treated at home. So while it is high and concerning, it's not necessarily an emergent issue. But definitely to put your mind at ease, it definitely merits a call to your pediatrician. I think the other thing that I had mentioned, if your child just doesn't look well, is having trouble breathing or has had a febrile seizure or is not drinking fluids and looks dehydrated, all those reasons for your child to be seen. Any fever that lasts more than 5 days deserves a check-in by your child's pediatrician, because typically, like I mentioned before, fever doesn't last that long, so oftentimes we have to search for the cause for a fever that goes on beyond 5 days. And any baby less than 3 months old with any fever, 100.4 Fahrenheit or greater, definitely needs to be seen by his or her pediatrician.
So, Dr. Arca, when the child has a fever, you mentioned Tylenol earlier. Do you have a preference with Tylenol or ibuprofen? We know now, we've learned, you do not alternate the two. You don't give both. But do we keep giving it every 4 to 6 hours? And do you have a preference between the two? Do we want to bring that fever down?
Yeah, that's a good question. I say the really only reason to bring it down is if your child is feeling kind of miserable. And that does, you know, they're tired sitting around, their eyes are glossed over. And usually that happens around when it starts reaching 102. So in that case, yes, to make your child feel better, it's okay to use Tylenol or ibuprofen. In kids less than 6 months old, I prefer Tylenol instead of ibuprofen just for the safety profile. But older than 6 months old, you can use either one, and I actually don't have a preference. The Tylenol is every 4 hours, and the ibuprofen is every 6 hours. So you don't have to give it around the clock. I usually say give it once. If it works, great. If you feel like it's spiking back up again when it's wearing off, it's certainly okay to do every 6 hours. But you don't have to put your child on around-the-clock medication to avoid them from spiking a fever. It's better to let your child's body do its job in fighting off the infection, and part of that job is letting them to allow the fever to spike to mobilize the immune system. So I discourage parents from putting their children on around-the-clock medication to suppress that fever.
We only have a minute and a half or so left, Dr. Arca. Just kind of wrap it up for us and tell us, do you like us to keep taking their temperature? What's the best way to take a child's temperature?
So it really depends on the age. And also important for parents to know that their child's temperature naturally fluctuates throughout the day. So you really don't need to be taking it unless your child is looking ill and you're wondering, wow, does he really have a fever? And I think it's important for parents to know what a true fever is. A true fever is 100.4 Fahrenheit. That translates into 38 degrees Celsius or higher. Anything below that is considered within the range of normal, since their temperature fluctuates throughout the day. I would actually resist the urge to continuously check their temperature, and depending on the age of the child, the route, the way to check it varies. For infants less than 3 months, I always recommend a rectal temperature, because that's the most accurate.
We only have about 10 seconds left
to be accurate. Yes. But I think for older kids, they have those temporal artery thermometers, which you just scan across the forehead or the ear, because they're easy and the kids don't mind them. They may not be as accurate as the rectal temperature, but really at that older kids, you don't need the exact number. You just kind of want to know if your child's fighting off a fever.
And no parent loves to take that rectal temperature. It's no fun for any of us, but you just heard it here and how to do it all. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.